The organisation which represents retailers in Northern Ireland has told The Nolan Show retailers and shoppers will be squeezed by a decision to double the plastic bag tax. The Northern Ireland Retail Consortium says Stormont should be helping retailers instead of putting up barriers. Aidan Connolly is from the Northern Ireland Retail Consortium. Morning to you, Aidan.
Good morning, Stephen.
Good morning. What are your thoughts here?
Well, we believe that the reusable bag tax specifically should be removed altogether. We think that the public are largely unaware of the plans, and we don't think there's going to be the public support that there was for the initial 5p levy. And in saying that, the single-use levy hasn't had a chance to bed down. It's only been in place for 2 months. Ideally, the levy would need to be operational for at least 12 months to allow analysis of it. There's no real evidence to show that this is going to make any environmental benefit, and it's really penalising people for being environmentally conscious, for using reusable bags. It is going to put a squeeze on consumers. It is going to put a squeeze on retailers, not only as far as the administrative burden, but if the tax is introduced, will have a greater impact on impulse shopping, which is more likely to take place in small and independent retailers in local communities. And it's going to have a greater impact on lower-income families who are less receptive to environmental initiatives
Aidan, calm down this morning. Are you seriously telling me that if someone goes out to the shop, right, and they're getting their groceries, 5p makes a difference to them?
5p,
are you seriously 5p, telling, honestly now, come on.
5p once off, it doesn't.
That's what one of those, do you know the wee strawberries that sit in the counter? Sweet. Those strawberries are 5p each. Are you really telling me a sweetie strawberry is a difference?
It will add up over time. I'm sure you're like me and don't have plastic bags on you all the time, or you're running studio to somewhere else. And that's when it will hit people. And it's people as well who are less receptive to environmental initiatives and more likely to make frequent, smaller purchases. And those people are usually lower-income families, and that's who it's really going to hit.
But even to a lower income family, and look, we'll find out on the programme this morning, 08459 555 678, are we seriously suggesting that when people go into the supermarket, go into their shop, whatever, if something was £3.10p, they'd buy it. If something was £3.15, they wouldn't?
Well, it's going to go up to 10p. So if you think on it, all those 10p's add up, and it's an extra burden that consumers really don't need. And the thing is, there is no scientific evidence to show that this is going to make any environmental benefit whatsoever.
Well, we're going to hear from the minister in a second or two, but look what he's saying. He says, on the 8th of April, I introduced a 5p levy on single-use carrier bags. Early indications show that the levy's been enthusiastically received by a wide range of customers and retailers. I wonder how he knows that. We'll ask him in a minute. And he says, and that the target reduction of at least 80% is within our reach.
Yes, and if we are reducing it, and I have to say, you know, it was during the whole first phase of the single-use carrier bag, it was really good to have open and frank discussions with the minister and open and frank discussions with the department. And once it was clear that was coming in, our members worked very hard to make sure that they were going to be compliant from day one, and we look forward to continuing to work with the minister on this. However, we do have those concerns, Stephen.
And concerns about what specifically?
Well, the concerns are the administrative burden that it's going to put on retailers, large and small, the fact that it's going to have on impulse buys, the fact that it is going to have on consumers as well, as far as the money that they're going to have to put out, and the fact that the single-use carrier bag levy hasn't had time to embed, and the fact that there's no scientific evidence to show that this is going to have a huge environmental benefit.
Let us know what you think at home. 08459 555 678. 08459 555 678. First call of the day, Lindsay. Morning to you, Lindsay.
Morning, Stephen.
What do you think?
Well, you were saying there this morning that 5p doesn't make any difference. What's 5p?
Yes.
If you went in and bought something that was £3 and they had £2.95, what do you do?
If what?
If you wanted to buy something for £3 and you only had £2.95, that's 5p.
Yep.
It does make a difference.
So really, honestly?
Honestly, Stephen, I mean, we're all told nowadays to budget. Yes, who's going to start in the queue and give you 5p?
The fact is, it's going up to 10p.
Exactly. Exactly.
Where's that money going? The other question, of course, is does it stop there? Does it stop at 10p?
Well, there's been nothing, to be fair to the department, there's been nothing that's come out to say that there's any going to be any changes over the 10p limit. One of the things as far as where the money's going, whenever the single-use carrier bag levy came into force, all along that process, one of the things that we had asked for is that the levy would be collected by the Department of the Environment and that they use the approach that's taken in Wales, where the charge is donated by retailers to local good environmental causes, and retailers self-publish the results, which the regulators can then collate to assess the progress of it. So in that model, the Welsh model, it really does show where the money is going, and it makes the bitter pill for consumers easier to swallow, because they actually can see in their local area where that money's being spent and the environmental good causes that it is being spent on.
Here's Jim. Morning, Jim.
Good morning, Stephen.
Good morning.
Good morning. Yeah, I object to paying the 10p, and I'll tell you basically why. Whenever you get a carrier bag that you've paid 10p for, 9 times out of 10, the company has used you as a free advertising board, because they have their name plastered over the bag. And I object having to pay 10p to advertise the company name. Now, there should be a lot of people out there who can remember years ago when you went into a store to buy groceries. There was empty boxes in a certain part of the store that you'd go and lift as many boxes as you wanted to put your groceries in to take it back to your car.
Mm-hmm.
So every time you read the paper, there's always extra charge for this or extra charge for that. So I object very, very strongly, unless the companies are going to give you a white bag with no writing at all on it.
But the companies aren't making anything out of this. This is the government.
They still are making, because you're walking about the town with a bag with their name on it. So you are. So the company is making it. So they are. If you think about it, you're walking about with a bag that says, well, I'm not naming companies, and everybody can see where you've done your shopping for a start. So the company is getting something out of it.
Tell me this.
In the back door, if you like.
Sorry that I don't know this, but is this levy applicable into reusable bags as well?
And from April 2014, it is going to be bags for life. And that's where we have the real problem. Obviously, we fought against the single-use carrier bag levy.
Yes.
And that's going from 5p to 10p. But what the public doesn't know, what a lot of people don't know, is that the reusable bags for life, whatever you want to call them, are going to have a 10p tax on top of the charge that's already there to produce them.
The reusable ones?
Reusable bags will have a 10p
why
tax.
Just excuse me but while you're talking, because I've forgotten to do my parking this morning, so I'm going to do it while we speak. And the reusable bags as well?
Yes, and that's why we have such a problem with it. Why penalise people for being environmentally conscious in the first place? It doesn't seem to make sense to us as far as the environment's concerned, and there's no scientific evidence to show that a tax on reusable bags will have environmental benefits.
Well, here's the Minister with us now. Good morning to you, Minister.
Morning, Stephen.
Good morning to you. Why are you doubling the price of these bags?
Well, let's first of all acknowledge, Stephen, that despite some doubts among a few, what happened on the 8th of April has been very warmly embraced, it seems to me, across many retailers and across vast numbers of the public.
Yeah, dead on. So all these people are saying that they want to hand over extra money, warmly embraced.
No, yeah, they are. I think that the fact that the indications are, Stephen, that the use of bags is down very significantly reflects something about people in this part of the world. And it is that they recognise the issue of waste. They acknowledge the threat of climate change.
Or else they're tight.
No, I don't think so, Stephen. I think, you see, I look at people, and maybe sometimes you don't, but I look at people and I think that people want to do the best.
And best Minister, Minister, if you really believe that, Minister, mm-hmm. then you know that you wouldn't have to put the price onto the bag. If you think people really cared about the waste and were embracing this, then you would just appeal to their better senses.
But the point of that, Stephen, is that if you look at how people have changed practice in the past, people wanted to stop smoking in public buildings. They needed to be encouraged to go there, and then they went there with some enthusiasm. People had to be encouraged to wear seatbelts. And now that they do, it's second nature. And similarly, people might need some encouragement to stop the use of plastic and other single-use bags. But they want to go there because they value this part of the world. They respect the scale, wonder and beauty of our heritage. They know that clean and green is good for them, good for business and good for the future and for tourism.
Well,
and therefore, I'm not an naysayer, unlike some. I'm not an naysayer about people. People want to do
that. If that's your logic, then why are you doubling the price of these bags? So, why are you doing
this? I'm proposing that we double it. Why? Because people have clearly responded positively to the carrier bag levy approach, which is all about reducing environmental damage. And the reason why you might want to increase the 10p is to further encourage people, having taken big steps in the reduction of single-use bags, to keep going in that direction. And the evidence across the world, whatever some people might say, the evidence across the world is that if you go in and around that figure, that will ensure that people are further encouraged to stop using bags. And in that way,
Minister, you're doing a really good job here.
Save the world. In terms of environmental impact.
What a great job you're doing here. These euphemisms like encourage and the public have embraced this and aren't the public great and all of this kind of stuff. You're hitting the public.
No, you're not fining the public.
They've so embraced this to your satisfaction that you're saying, well done, now I'm taking even more money off you.
I think, Stephen, that on this issue, unlike many others, I think you're reading the public mood very wrong. And why do I say that? Because, as I said in the Assembly on Monday, Stephen, I said the reason why there's been such a warm embrace of this approach is because the law only actually caught up with where people wanted to go. And they wanted to go there for a whole lot of reasons, not least because people in this part of Ireland sort of got used to the fact that there could be a levy on carrier bags because of what's been happening in the South for years and years. So let's move beyond some of these questions and say, what is the impact of reduction in use of single-use and plastic
bags? What is the impact so far with the 5p levy?
Sorry, what was that, Steve?
What has been the impact so far with the 5p levy?
The first returns from all the retailers in July, but some of the retailers are saying 60, 70, 80% reduction. 70 or 80% reduction in a couple of months.
Which shows you how tight people in Northern Ireland are.
No,
that they're asked for 5p, they will not spend it, and there's a 70 or 80. How much revenue has that created for you?
Well, a number of things. I don't think people in the North are tight. I think that's an ungenerous comment to make about people in the North. I think we are some of the most generous people. And if you look at tourists that come here, they say they get the best of Irish welcomes in Northern Ireland because of the generosity of people here. So I don't think we're tight. I think we're actually committed to doing the right thing by the environment.
If we were committed, you wouldn't have to charge.
If you took that approach, Stephen, then you would end up saying, what's the point in having a whole lot of laws? Because, sure, leave it to people to make up their own
minds. How much money have you made out of this so far?
Well, I haven't made any money out of this so far, but we anticipate during the course of the year that the receipts will be about 1.7 million. And where will most of that money go? It'll go back into the community, Stephen, into river restoration funds and community green grants.
And is that 1.7 million, Minister, based on the 5p charge or 10p?
5p. And next year, if the Assembly agrees and the cost goes up to 10p and gets extended to reusable bags, as was just indicated, we anticipate that on the basis of our figures, modelling and experience in the Republic and Wales, the money will be about 3.4. Do you know the consequence of that, Stephen? Over 2.5 million of that, 2.5 million, will come into DOE and then go straight out into works to improve the environment and the heritage in the North.
Yeah, but you're taking it off us in the first place. You're taking it off as an income tax, and you're taking it off as in all sorts of ways.
So now you're taking more. So here we are, win-win, Stephen. On one hand, we'll charge 5p and 10p in order to encourage people not to use bags. Some will still use it. There still will be. Even, Stephen, I achieved an outcome of 90% reduction in the current bag usage in the North. You would still be using 25 million bags every year for a population of less than 2 million in the North.
And can you give an assurance that that's it? for the next couple of years that you will not go beyond 10p?
Yes, that's my commitment, that certainly for the next 2 or 3 years we won't go beyond that. In my when this all works itself through, when we get reduction of uses down to 90%, when we reduce the use of reusables because they have a big impact upon the environment, then I think the thing will be settled.
Why are you taxing us for reusable bags? Why are you doing
because
that?
When you go into whatever shop you go into, so your weekly shop, Stephen, if you do it or your mother does it, whoever does it for you, you get these reusable bags. What are they? They are heavier, they are thicker. And the consequence of that is that whilst you may reuse them, they still have a huge environmental impact and they take longer to biodegrade. So, yes, I want to encourage the reduction in overuse, and it includes reusable bags. That's why on the far side of this law, if the Assembly agrees, then reusable bags at a certain price will also attract the levy, at which stage it'll be 10p.